I think both presidents tried to summarize the meeting or this state visit in a positive light. I think they reemphasized the common bond of both countries around the 60th anniversary of the relationship between Kenya and U.S. The questions around investment in technology and artificial intelligence, the climate crisis, also security matters, Kenya's role as an anchor state, and also the other question of Haiti, which came up about Kenya sending its troops to Haiti. I think that is another very contentious question. So all in all, I think it's a very interesting and comprehensive visit. But like with all other visits, comes with a lot of other questions, specifically around Kenya's role in championing the rest of Africa. Is Kenya really just in this for Kenya, or is it also considering up the whole of the continent's interests on security and economics and politics? And then the broader question of what will the cost of Kenya's intervention in Haiti be? These are big questions that Kenyans are very concerned about.
Talking of Haiti question, there was a question raised about whether it was appropriate for Kenya to prioritize Haiti instead of Kenya security.
That was an interesting question, and actually the reporter put it to the president that Kenya has its own security challenges in the Rift Valley, and why are Kenyan police going to Haiti and yet there's problems in Kenya? I think the president tried to answer that skillfully by saying security is a collective global responsibility, that you can, you know, walk and chew gum at the same time. In other words, Kenya can deal with internal security questions, but also deal with foreign security questions. But I think what was not answered within that is what happens when Kenyan troops start encountering casualties. What will the tolerance level of the Kenyan people be for their young sons and daughters, you know, getting killed in a Caribbean island of which Kenya really has no national interest? Other than, you know, this euphemism of global peace and international security. I think that's one big question. And I think the other question, which is still not unresolved, is who will pay for this? Because I think there's still some tension there. Kenya wants the payment up front in terms of the cost for the deployment. And within the UN system, it's done on a basis of reimbursement. So I think those are some other gray areas which were not quite addressed in relation to Haiti.